The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Blessed be your name, Lord. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, just be seated. Shall we once again acknowledge the presence of our Father? Hallelujah. Amen. Papa, we love you. It's another beautiful morning, and we are celebrating our Mother's Day. So how many of you called your parents this morning, or your mother this morning? Or how many of you remember it was Mother's Day? You are clapping for them. Okay, you remembered. Okay, your mother is not alive. Praise God. All right, praise the Lord. However, it's Mother's Day, so at least do something to someone who's a mother. At least you say Happy Mother's Day. If it is sweet, you want to, but or if you have a wife, okay, so do Mother's Day for them. Praise the Lord. All right, so let's go on today. We are continuing from our topic that we've been treating, creating the realities of tomorrow today. And I want to take a look at prayer. And we're looking at Mark chapter 11, verse 24. How many of you have been saying the right things now? How many of you have been saying the right things? Praise the Lord. Okay, so everybody has been saying wrong things. Praise God. We've been teaching for the past 2 weeks, and we've been telling you about the importance of faith. And then we talked about how to use your tongue and how to use it effectively. So I just want you to listen this morning. Just focus on me. You might get one or two things that you would need for your move. Mark chapter 11, let's look at verse 23, let's read together. Are you there? It says, "Therefore verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Alright? 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, that whatsoever ye desire when you pray, that you receive them." "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to see something here. Jesus was talking to his disciples and trying to show them a picture of how effective your prayer can be, and the rules that guide your prayer. You know, sometimes when we pray, because we are so religious about it, we know what to say. By the time you leave the prayer closet, you begin to wonder whether you actually collected from God or whether you didn't collect from God. I don't know how many of you have felt like that before. Sometimes when we pray, we just like, okay, Father, I need this. Maybe you're asking for a dress or money or all that. And after asking for it, you go out. And then you wonder whether you actually collected something or not. I don't know. Have you ever felt like that before? I felt that like many times. And here, I just want to try and guide you today so that you can be certain of what you've collected from God. Some years back, I tried out this prayer. I read it in the book. And then I saw it in the Bible. And I said, okay, fine, let's try it out. I asked for a shirt. And I actually asked for a white shirt. I said, look, I need a white shirt. Then it wasn't easy just getting shirts. That was years ago. So I asked for a shirt. And I don't remember specifying the time anyway, but I asked for a white shirt. What amazed me was that when I went out of that place, I went out with the certainty that God had answered me. Could you really believe that somebody actually brought the shirt for me? I'm telling you, I didn't pay for it. They brought the shirt. And then it strengthened my faith. It made me believe that actually this is really true. Hello? I followed the principles that made it possible for me to get the shirt. Now, one thing you must understand is that every day we pray. Every day or at every point in time, we're already actually asking God for something. But when we do not follow the principles of prayer, we end up not getting what God wants to give to us. The Bible says, He is your Father, and everything He has is yours because we are joint heirs with Christ. Whatever He has given to Jesus, He has also given to you. So there is really nothing that God is holding back from you. The problem is not with our Father. The problem is with us. As I said, our Father, something dropped in me. Many a times we mistake God for a person, not our Father. Yes, we say He's our Father, but we have not come to understand that He's really our Father. I mean, many of us, every one of us came out from a family. So you have a father. Now you know He's your Father. There's no how you're going to deny it. Even if He mistreats you, or if He mistreated you, or He did something terrible to you, you still will recognize Him as your Father. There is that knowledge. There is that knowing. But when it comes to God, many times we look at Him as, our God. But we really don't see Him as our Father, because that's where it starts from. The moment you start seeing Him as your Father, there's a whole difference. Hello? The moment you start seeing Him personally as your Father, the one who gave birth to you, the one who brought you forth, there's a big difference. Now, I want to show you something because I'm going to do a little bit of teaching, because that's where we are going to start from to be able to get this. Let's look at John. Let's go to John, please. John chapter 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Are you there? Let's flip quickly. We have limited time, and there's so much I want to say. John chapter 1, verse 12. Are you there? Okay. It says, "But as many as received Him, He gave them power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of what?" Come on now. Which were born not of what? Which were born not of what? Okay. Some people say natural. Now, I'm using the King James translation. It says, "Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." Hello? It will take time for you to begin to really accept this. Because if you do not really look at it consistently, continually, you may not really understand what depth he's saying there. He's saying the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you just changed your name. You changed your surname. Yes, people in the world know you as Tony Ecclesia Uzo, but the truth of the matter is that you are Tony, Son of God. That's your surname. Oh, you didn't hear me. Now, the earlier you start getting into your head and into your mind and into your whole being, this thing I just said, the easier it will be for you to collect anything from God. Only sons of God get things from God. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying. Only sons of God get things from God. When I mean things from God, they get anything. Now, people who are not sons may get something from God, but sons always get something from God. They always get, because they have the access code. They know what to say when they come before their father. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not in your house. I don't know your father. If I come to your father and ask your father for something, it will be easier for you to get something from your father than me who's outside. Are you getting my picture at all? I cannot just walk in and collect 10,000 naira from your father. I say, "Please, daddy, give me 10,000 naira." The first thing he will look at me is, "Are you mad?" Or he may be wondering, "Where did you come from?" Because he doesn't know you, he does not have any relationship. There is no tie. I don't know if I'm making sense to you at all. There is no tie. But for us who are saved, there is a tie. He said, "We are not born of blood." Some other translation will say, "You're not born of a natural descent." That means that you who is here now, that is saved, you are not the same you that was here yesterday. There's a difference. You are not the same person who was when you were not saved. You are now a different person. So you are under another covering. You are under another umbrella. The insurance you have is not the one that the world is giving to you, but an insurance that is beyond this world. I don't know what I'm making sense to you at all. And that kind of insurance is an insurance that can never fail. Hello? I mean, we are in Nigeria. Sometimes when you say you are insured, when you have an accident or something happens, they have to do an investigation to be sure that what you are saying is actually true. And then before the process of giving you the money comes, it will take some time. But this is a God that insures you, and he whatever you seek from him, he will give it to you. Why? Because you are a son. I needed to clarify that. See, when you say you are a son, his son, it means that he owes you. Oh, you didn't understand what I'm saying. When you say you are his son, it means he owes you. Toby, are you understanding what I'm saying? He owes you. Now, some of you don't understand this. The Bible says, now, if he did not spare Jesus Christ, he gave Jesus Christ, right, to us, to die on our behalf, how much more? What will be so big for God to do for you? Are you getting the picture now? Now, if he did not spare Jesus Christ, there is nothing too big for God to give to you. He gave life for your sake. Is it the little things you are crying about that he cannot give to you? I don't know if I'm making sense to you at all. There is nothing. I mean nations, even nations are too small for God to give to you. Because he gave you the one that made the nations. By his word, he created the world, and his word became flesh. Now, he gave you that word. That means no matter what you need, as long as he has okayed it, is yours. Oh, you didn't hear what I'm saying. I'm speaking to somebody now, because somebody say, well, maybe God does not want me to have this. Maybe you're still of that notion. Sometimes when we ask, we say, well, I don't think, maybe God didn't want me to get it. That's why I didn't get it. No. The truth of the matter is that, do you strongly believe that he's your source? If he's your source, he's your backing. If he's your backing, he's your bank. Even if they are saying there's an economic meltdown, there's no meltdown for you. Let me show you something. I was speaking to my sister. She works with the NTA, and she was telling me something. She went to cover a show. Of course, it's part of her job. So when she went there, she said the whole hall was filled. I mean, everyone was there. And each person for the VIP is 10,000 naira for the, is it, what your, the popular side, 5,000 naira. Now, she was wondering, she said the driver that she went with, the person she went with that drove the car, now said, after they will say there's economic meltdown. Because, I mean, it didn't make sense. Now, this is a show. The whole place is packed full. Now, just imagine a place where you may have maybe like 2,000 people. And the popular side is 10,000. Now, calculate. Those of you who are calculators. Sorry. Those of you who know how to calculate very well. Now, imagine. Now, he said that. And I was really wondering. Now, those people don't care. They ended up still making the money they were supposed to make in spite of the economic meltdown. Now, there are people who are still making millions in spite of the economic meltdown. I don't know how I'm making sense to you at all. Call your economic meltdown 10 times, it doesn't make any difference to them. They don't understand what you're saying. They haven't changed their lifestyle. Now, these are people who don't know God. Now, you are somebody who knows God. I don't know how I'm making sense to you at all. You are connected to the source. Now, there's a great difference between somebody who is connected to the source and somebody who is not connected. I'll give you an example. The Bible says Isaac, was someone that during the time of famine, just like where we are now, because it seems as if there's a kind of famine now in the world, dug a well. Now, how he dug that well, only God knows. But he dug a well because he knew his source. He knew that God was his father. I mean, God said to Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, you remember? All right. So he dug a well. He dug a well. The people in the land came and said, no, this well, we are taking it away from you. He didn't quarrel with them. He didn't bother himself about them. See, there are certain things that happen in our economy now that would want to steal from you. But as a natural person, you want to fight back. God is even saying that you don't even need to fight back. I want you to show them that you have abundance. There's an abundance flowing into your household. So, Isaac leaves them. Digs another well. They take it again from him. Not that he cannot fight. If he wanted to, he would have fought and he would have taken over. But he did not. Then he dug a third well. Now, I believe God made that in the Bible so that we can see that no matter the circumstances that stand before you, God can still pull you out. It doesn't matter the pitch where you are in, because I'm speaking to somebody now. Somebody says, well, I'm having some financial problem now, and I don't know how I'm going to come out from it. And you are saying, well, you've gone to everywhere you need to. I'm talking to somebody. You've gone to everywhere you need to go to, and they're telling you, you know, things are very hard now. Things are not. I want you to try God, who is your source. Because once you understand this, it makes all the things we are saying about faith more easy. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. God cannot do anything. See, the currency with which we walk is faith. You know currency. Just like you have money. Huh? The currency with which we walk as believers is our faith. And that faith is applied when we speak to our Father. When you say, Father, I need this, He has heard you. And if He has heard you, you must know that He has answered you. God does not answer you tomorrow. God answers you immediately. In fact, there's a Bible verse that says, before we came, He already knows. And before you leave there, He has already answered. But I will give you one today so that you can go take home with it. Because some of the reasons why we are having the problems we are having is because we don't know where it's written in the Word. So the devil can come and steal it from you. But not today. I said not today. Let me show you something. John. I believe it's 1 John. Are you getting anything this morning? 1 John. Chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Please open. I want you to see it so that you can really grab from me this morning. 1 John chapter 5. I'll soon be round enough. Are you there? It says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. Now, I want you to stop saying we. Put your name there. Say, and this is the confidence that me, Mr. Okumbowa, has in Him. Look at it. Let's read it together. Just that side. And this is the confidence that Tony Ekisia Ozo has in Him. No, you are not saying it now. You are not. Say it with your mouth. I said verse 14. Some of you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Let's read it together. We have to capture this. And this is the confidence that Tony Ekisia Ozo has in Him. That if I ask any what? Oh no, you are not hearing. Any what? No, any what? Is shirt 18? No. Is shirt 18? Is shoe 18? Is earring 18? No. Is food 18? I mean, food was made from something. Is car 18? Now, Nigeria, is it 18? No. It's Nigeria 18. Nigeria as a nation is what was created by God. Everything that God created was a thing. I'm trying to show you. Your family that God created and gave you, everything is a thing to God. Whatsoever thing, he's not talking about thing as in like non-living thing. Whatsoever thing you ask for, this is the confidence that we have. That whatsoever thing we ask for, he what? He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what? The petitions that we desired of him. Aye. What is he saying? See, the answer is not in your seeing. The answer is in believing that your petition was heard. The time you got the answer was not the time you got the chair that you asked for. The time you got the answer was the very fact that you knew that he heard you. That's all. I want to show you when you actually get your answer. So that you will be coming out of every... Anytime you talk to God, you will come out with confidence. The time you get the answer is not when you see the chair. The time you get the answer is the fact that you asked him. All he's saying is use your mouth. Use your... Why did God give you mouth? Many of us are you're looking at the wrong thing. The world tells you like Thomas said, says, I won't believe until I see him. He said, blessed are those who have not seen but yet believe. Now you have never seen Jesus, you believe that Jesus is alive. You have never seen him, you believe. Why can't you simply believe that he also has given you whatever you are asking for? Why is it so hard? If you ask, believe. I've given you a testimony. I asked for a shirt. You know why I use that as a testimony? Because we can start from there. Man is selfish. You will first be thinking about yourself before you can think about Nigeria. No, it's the truth. And it's a good testimony. Because if you say, this is what God did for me, then you cannot talk about what God is going to do for the nation. Abraham had to have Isaac first before he thought about nations. Hello? What am I trying to say? If you don't have a testimony for yourself, you can't be talking about Nigeria. The Bible says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What they said that God had done for them, what has He done for you lately? You know, when somebody is not doing anything for you, you draw back. Many of us may be drawing back from God and not even know that we're drawing back. Coming to church does not mean that you are close to God. Oh, you're not hearing me. You may just be fulfilling the Sunday righteousness of the fact that your parents brought you up to come to church like me. I never grew up without coming to church. So it's a normal thing. I just translate. Many a times we miss what God has for us. He said, this is the confidence that we have in Him. Not outside of Him. Are you in Him? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the confidence that we have in Him. If you are in Him, you have confidence. I don't know why I'm speaking to you. Is this too big? If you are in Him, you already have confidence. The confidence is not what you see. I mean, if I ask you, are you born again? Many of you will say yes. How do you know? What is making you so sure? You can't tell. But there's a certainty inside you. Now, the same thing I'm telling you, this is the confidence we have. Because you are in Him, whatsoever you ask, He will give it to you. He has no option but to give it to you. Why? Because He wants to fulfill His glory to the world. Why would God give it to you? Just because He wants to fulfill the glory. I want to end up with something. Deuteronomy chapter 8, I believe. Are you enjoying this at all? Come on now. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 8:18. One of my favorite verses, but I want to use it to show you something. Because everyone that is here needs to get something from God. God is waiting for, God wants to actually give it to you. Because there's no other person to give it to. Haggai 2:8. Silver and gold, they are mine. And if you read all that, the other, he said, I will shake the nations. I will shake it. I will shake it because of you. I will shake it because you need to put your name. Let's stop reading the Bible like some religious book. Read it as it says it is. The Bible is specifically for you and you alone. No, it's not for anybody. It's for you. Everything that is written there is for you. It has your name on it. No. Now, whether any other person takes it, it's not your business. It is for you. When you start seeing it, that it is a letter that was written to you by your father. A will. Many of us rush for C of O. Or say, when you see C of O, you believe, I now have the land. Now, there's a C of O that was given to you. It's with you. Every day, all you need to do is take it and present it back to Him. He said, come, let us reason together. On what basis are you reasoning? On the basis that you wrote here, that I own this. You must know that you own the land before you go and tell somebody that you should get out from the land. Oh, God. I don't understand what I'm saying. Before you begin to say, this land, you are staying on my land. I was watching a set on TV. Somebody was complaining about someone who came on his land. He had to go to the television. Why? He had the confidence that it was his land. That's what I'm trying to show to you. This is the confidence. I want to show you one of the things that make me confident. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Are you there? What does it say? I can't hear you. Come on, read aloud, please. Okay, let me read it. But thou shalt remember. What is he trying to say? But thou shalt have confidence. But thou shalt remember. What is he saying? But thou shalt have confidence. But thou shalt remember. What is he saying? But thou shalt have confidence. Don't be shaking about it. I have said it, and so it is. God is the only equipment. When God says it happens, there's no other person. Even the devil is not equipment. Because the devil is not everywhere. Are you understanding what I'm saying at all? He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth. What is wealth? Wealth is not money. Wealth is ability to do whatever you want to do, to get whatever you want to get. Favor is under wealth. Because it is not everybody that has favor. I don't know how I'm making sense to you at all. He says, It is he that giveth it power to make what? Now, why is he giving it power to make what? To establish his covenant. Huh? To show his glory. To make men know that there is a God in your house. Let's not be making it Israel again. How do I make men know that there is a God in my house? It's not by shouting and telling them the soul that sinner shall die. That's good, but that won't solve all your problems. There are some people who want to die anyway. They say, oh, die, now die. So when you say the soul that sinner shall die, it makes no difference to them. The only thing that will make them believe you is evidence based on your confidence. Write it down. Evidence based on your confidence is what will make people follow you. If you didn't remember any other thing I said, evidence based on your confidence. You listen, you don't get confidence without you don't get evidence without confidence. It is your confidence that makes you go to that place and then get the thing that you need. Remember, it is I that gives you power to make wealth. I am the one, no other person. Now, he's trying to adjust your mind, to renew your mindset, to make you see that you have to drop every stronghold. A stronghold is something that makes you disbelieve that there is a God that can do what the world has said cannot be done. Whether there's economic meltdown, as far as God is concerned, there's no economic meltdown. There is economic meltdown in the world. But as far as God is concerned, there is no economic meltdown. Somebody was telling me, so he said, see, do you know the reason why God... You see, we've been saying there's going to be a transfer of wealth from the Gentiles to us. How? If there is no problem, how will the Gentile transfer his wealth? A man will not give you anything he has until he knows you have his solution. Am I making sense to you at all? So if there's a famine in the land, it is telling you that this is your time to celebrate. Because God is about to show you something the world does not know. What am I trying to tell you? Sitting down here is today's Joseph. You didn't hear what I said. Now I just prophesied so that you can get it. Sitting down here is today's Joseph. Amen. Whether you are a woman or a man, don't forget the name. When I mean just, you are the deliverer. Now you are the deliverer to your own area. You are the only one that can solve the problem. So stop sitting down there and joining them and saying, well, there's economic meltdown. I listened to one of these preachers recently. He said, somebody says, okay, he said, they are going to increase your, what? When they say they are complaining, they are increasing everything. There's increase here, increase of transport, increase of that. He said, don't bother yourself about shouting about that. Don't go to God and say, God, why? Just say there's no problem. My father has everything. So when you say they are increased, you say, okay, Papa, please bring the money or bring what it takes. Give it to them. God is not moved by what men are saying. So you shouldn't be moved by it. What you should be doing is that, thank God that there's a place for me. And I can show you that place if you follow me. Because we never slack. We never go down. We never go under. I have never seen the Son of God begging for bread. He's still alive. Forget the fact that you see, you look as he say, whenever they preach that, when they preach that scripture, he say, but I borrowed last week. You borrowed because you have not trusted your God. You borrowed because you have not trusted your God. And you have not waited on him. He cannot fail because his time is always sure. When God said this is the time, see, God's time, is always the right time. We always want to analyze. You say, but God, you see, I'm rounding off now. I've been coming, passing through some things. I've been passing through. Listen. Forget your senses and focus on your confidence. Rise on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.